Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today our guests are...
Mark Muro and Jean Paul. Together again at last. And we're going to interview each other because today is the day when we talk about the Stage Talk Awards for 2008. Looking back on the theatrical year here in Anchorage, our favorites, because we can't say the best because, well, not only are we very subjective, but we didn't see everything. That's a disclaimer up front. Not to disclaim the program, but this is our personal favorite picks of the year. I try to go to see everything, but it's just not possible.
And this year, as far as this is concerned, mine picks are going to be really subjective because I didn't realize this was coming.
That's right.
And
I only started halfway through.
So, and I also had a personal problem last winter, so there was a lot of things I missed last winter that I would normally see.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
I don't see everything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have no excuses, but anyway, so we should just leap into it. I do have excuses, actually, but we won't go into them. So we'll start out with the obvious, the best show that we think this year. I'll give you my picks, Gene, and then you could tell me what you think. The best show, I think, was at Out North, a play called Well by Lisa Krohn, directed by Dick Reichman, and... because there were so many good things, we'll have to share this bill with Sylvia by A.R. Gurney at Cyrano's, directed by Teresa K. Pond.
Well, I liked Well. I really thought was the best written show. Very original and yet very workable. And it had the best ensemble acting, too,
definitely.
I think. But I think I liked Arlita Jones' play...
Sway Me Moon. Which is also at...
Yeah. Also at Out North.
Yeah, well, that was a terrific piece of work. Yeah, and we followed that development of Arlisha's play from Valdez on up to... And then this full stage mount production here in Anchorage. Yeah, and it was a terrific piece of work. It was very beautiful, very lyrical. It's great. Okay, best musical. I have Evita by Theater Artists United... musical direction by Stephen Alvarez, directed by Christian Heppenstall, and that's Evita by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. And once again, toss up, split it with The Boyfriend at Cyrano's, which I just saw a couple days ago, which I thought was just delightful. What a romp, a lot of fun. And that's music and book by Sandy Wilson, directed by Aaron Dagan Mitchell.
And I didn't see Evita, but I definitely say The Boyfriend. I saw it twice.
That's how much you liked it.
Yes. That music won't go away either. It's there to stay for once.
Well, you got to tell us that you used to listen to the soundtrack incessantly.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So that'll have, yeah. That's kind of that way with Live Cream and me. Yeah. Anyway, best one-person show. And once again, I got two people here. It Goes Without Saying, written and performed by Bill Bowers, and that was at Out North, and that was we interviewed him here on the show. That was The Mime, his one-guy show, which was just terrific. And Arthur and Esther, written by Ross Howard, performed by Taylor Haynes, and that played up in the Valley, and it was also here at Out North again.
I saw it somewhere along the line, and I liked it very much.
You saw it in Valdez.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I agree with you. It's very good. That's Arthur and Esther. I didn't see the other one.
Yeah. And we also had some interesting performance art. Guillermo Gomez Pena and James Luna. We can say the most interesting performance art category. Yeah. The next category is what? Best director? And who would you say?
It absolutely goes to Mark Lutfak.
Ah.
For... Cyrano at Cyrano's. Very original performance of an original play. And he knew what he wanted and he got it out of his actors, which I suppose is what counts for very good directing.
He had a vision.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm sure there was lots of other good directing. But.
Yeah, there was. I think Elizabeth Ware did a great job with Imaginary Invalid. Mm-hmm. And also, well, we just mentioned Teresa Pond. Mm-hmm. And Dick Reichman directed Well,
which I thought was the best, terrific performance.
Yeah, yeah. And what else was there? Yeah, I would say I would go ahead and agree with you, Mark Litwack. Yeah. Now we come to what? Best actor? Well, what do you got for that?
Yeah, for best actor? Well, it's Paul Schweigert.
The Schwag.
Yeah. It's hard to I also liked...
Mark Robocop?
Well, Robocop in everything he did. I think I saw him four times this year.
He's just so good. I think he's kind of done it all, kind of all styles, all manner of every century, everything. Mm-hmm. He was in Virginia Woolf. Yeah, Robocop, he was just most recently in The Imaginary Invalid. He had the title role.
Schweigert
that was terrific. Yeah, and he also played the guy in The Clean House.
That's right, the
doctor guy, whoever he was, doesn't matter. It was Schweigert. Yeah, but getting back to Robocop, he was also those three great characters in Sylvia.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. And we're talking about favorite play. We already did that. And I talked about Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
Did we mention it?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Okay, at the beginning. I'm sorry. My mind's all kind of messed up. Yeah. Anyway, it's the holidays, folks. Yeah, okay. And we have Best Actress.
But first we have to stop and say, for those who are just tuning in, that this is Stage Talk. It's Mark and Jean here with our guests, Mark and Jean, talking about what we liked best this year.
Yeah, 2008.
And it's KSKA. I should say that, too.
The Stage Talk Award Show, which I apologize for not doing last year. It was just me and who am I to say, right? Anyway, so we're going down to Best Actress. I had Linda Benson for Sway Me Moon, and she was also in The Clean House. And I also thought Suhaila El-Attar in The Clean House. She was quite terrific. Mm-hmm. And there was just so many good performances. It's hard to say. I liked Julia Kosman also in The Clean House. And she was in Sylvia. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, she was good.
She's been good every time I've seen her.
Yeah, yeah. And welcome back, Julia, because she was gone for a while.
I'll go along with all of that, but I want to add one little special one. But in the interest of fairness, I have to admit that this is my granddaughter I'm speaking of. But I thought that the award for the best deadpan comedian has to go to Ellie for the Hollywood
that wouldn't die. That was so ridiculous. That was so
Ellie
funny.
Delaney, that is.
Yeah. And also Lindsay Lamar, who was in The Boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did such a good job. That was such a funny show.
I could still see her standing there saying, absolutely deadpan, but wait, there's more.
Yeah. That was great. After Act One, definitely. Yeah. And the best portrayal of a non-human has to be, Sylvia the dog.
No, yes.
And that is Angela Vice, who has got to be the cutest Sylvia of them all. She was so good.
Oh, I don't know. Shawnee was wonderful.
Okay, you see, that's the Shawnee-Angela controversy. I didn't see Shawnee. So that kind of like, that's a big black hole in my theatrical resume here. Shawnee, I didn't see
it. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it was a performance of Sylvia about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
And Sylvia is a dog.
Yes, Sylvia is a dog.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you got to see it to believe it. Yeah. Well, the best ensemble, I agree with you, Gene. I would say it's Well at Out North. Mm-hmm. There was just such a good show. It was too bad more people weren't there.
Yes, it is. It's a shame. They missed something special. The problem with that play was people were coming on and going off and running around and being in role and out of role, and it all worked. It all worked.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
You never got lost. Huh. And it was kind of like they rebelled against the author. It was kind of, mm-hmm. It had so many levels and everything. It was just such a great piece of work. And I also like Godspell at UAA, the musical, because the ensemble. I thought the kids, the students, they did such a good job. They were improvising. We had Fran Lautenberger here. She talked about how the process went. And they were all so comfortable, and they did it all. And I really enjoyed that show.
I did, too. And I like that show, too, for its absolutely total lack of any set. And yet it remained perfectly visible
and incredible
as it moved from scene after scene after scene.
Yeah, it was just nice. It was just a kind of creative. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the best locally written play, is Arlisha Jones, Sway Me Moon. And there was also offerings by Dick Reichman and Shotzi Schaefer's among the Overnighters and other people,
and
too.
Other, but and Shotzi's always, plays are always good.
Always good, yeah. But she didn't do a four play this year, yeah. So, and let's see, what else? Best set design. I was thinking, I was trying, there was so many good things. I was thinking Margaret Yugi Lewis again, Flamel's Dream. That was such a, it was kind of like a Hundertwasser, Gustav Klimt. She always like, you know, because she's a painter, an artist, so she always does such a great job in that. And Brian Sala, of course. And I don't know, Liz, you want to talk about the opera?
Sure. You know, I'm an opera fan.
Yes.
Carmen was as good a Carmen as I've ever seen, and I've seen Carmen all over the world.
Really?
This
is probably like your 10th Carmen.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, well, I've only seen it a couple of times, not as many as you, but I really liked it a lot. I think they hit a new level, the opera. The other shows were good, but this one was really, really good. So, yeah. Technical stuff, lights, sound. I'd say my all-around theater hero this year is Thomas Higgins at Out North, who does so much for so little, for so long, for so many. The guy's just terrific, and he just keeps working. So thank you, Thomas, for making it happen at Out North. And do you have any technical anything you want to add?
I'm the kind of playgoer who isn't hardly aware of it unless it's bad.
yeah. And for anybody who's being left off this list, the flip side is also true. We're not saying our least favorite or the worst, so that's good. So you know, I mean, everything's. Hey, I'm not going to say it's all good like people say, but you know, just
but
today,
it's for a town this size, it's just astonishing.
Oh yeah, it is. The bar is very high here, so yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for theater wise. Choreography. I got to say, Evita, there was just so many. There was tangos and all kinds of fancy dancing and all kinds of stuff going on there. And that was Christian Werthaler at Theater Artists United. And also The Boyfriend.
The Boyfriend.
That was, yeah. That was,
Again, I didn't see Evita, so I can't compare. But I thought The Boyfriend choreography was very good.
Oh, it was very cute. It was great. Yeah, and I sat in the back and I got to stand up so I could see everything. I got to see their feet and everything. Yeah. And it was a great show. Great show. And here's a wacky category, but the play I'm sorry I most missed is Fat Pig, which was at the UAA Theater Club, Theater on the Rocks. I heard a lot about it. I really wanted to see it for some reason. I guess work got in the way. And we bombed the New Haven. Now, was that last year? I get mixed up.
I'm not sure.
Well, that's
not
a show I always wanted to see. But your big regret?
Yeah. Oh, I can't even begin. There's too many. But I have one more compliment to give. Unfortunately, this is also to a relative. But I thought the best impersonation has to go to my grandson-in-law, Frank Delaney, for Dean Martin.
And Sway Me Moon. Yeah. And you know what's so good about that? He channeled the essence of Dino without having to, like, be the physical embodiment of Dean Martin. He's a lot different, but he had the kind of smoothie, that suave, debonair, like, doesn't care about anything kind of Dean Martin quality, which is, like, you know, it's great. He was the most relaxed guy on stage this year, I'd have to say. You know, he can. I think he should think about doing a Perry Como, you know.
Down the That'll line. Work.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's pretty much about it, I guess. We kind of plowed through them, but you know, there's a lot to say. So, thank you so much for listening to Stage Talk. And
wait a minute. We have to do the calendar.
That's right. That's
good
right.
Heavens. Okay. And now for the Stage Talk calendar.
The Anchorage Community Theater presents The Last Night of Ballyhoo at the ACT Studio Theater at 1133 East 70th Avenue. The show times are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. And this show runs through January the 11th. For tickets and or more information, go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913. That's 868-4913 for reservations, or you can call 344-4713. And also coming up at Out North, they will be presenting their annual Under 30 showcase. That's going to happen soon. And that's Joan Cullinane and Julius Rockwell and Karina Delgado. And also, we have the overnighters coming up.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, let's not forget the overnighters, because they start January 2nd.
2nd and 3rd, so that'll be good. That's where people have to write a play in 24 mm-hmm. hours. Mm-hmm. We got, and I don't know who's going to be on next week's show, but anyway, for you listening out there, have a merry and happy birthday to you, because your birthday's on Christmas. Now everybody knows, yeah.
Yes.
So merry Christmas and happy birthday, and we'll be talking to you right before next week. For KSKA, this is Mark Miro.
And I'm Jean Paul. Thanks for listening.